This is not foolish jesting. You'll learn something from it. I don't know what. Hallelujah. I waited till I knew I would survive and I would live. Because who'd jump on somebody and beat them up when they're going to go home? So I decided to play and sing again. This will give you protection. Hallelujah. That is a guitar, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That means it's electric?
Mm-hmm. It's electric.
Okay. Yep. And you chord up here, don't you?
Yeah. Like
okay. I can just go with one wrong. I don't care. I come up here to sing. I enjoy it. You wouldn't lie in church either, would you? Not in church. I've never played one with a neck quite like this. It's small and closer together than I pick. So I get two notes at once. One's wrong. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes on Jesus all the time. I keep the ends out for the word that binds, because He's mine. I sing these lines. Have you got another guitar? I don't need to plow my fingers. That one, his neck, is not even worth ringing. I don't need to pick. You'll calculate it for me now? Okay. Let me drown it out, not me. It. I'm louder. Now, that's much better. I waited till the last day so it wouldn't hurt the crowd, didn't I? A close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes on Jesus all the time. I keep the ends out for the word that binds, because He's mine. I sing these lines. As sure as day is light and night is dark, God's church is a type of Noah's Ark. Come on, my children, in out of the dark, because of mine, I sing these lines. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself on my knees when each day is through. What I receive from him, no one will see me through. Because he's mine, I sing these lines. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels tell the story. A sinner has come home. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh yes, the wrong note's mine. Oh no, I mean I'm cut up. Hallelujah. You don't mind standing just another second, do you? And then your hands will reach higher than you are, and then heaven is closer and stuff like that. You're higher, so your hands are higher. And like foolish jesting takes away from the word. It doesn't add to it. When it's added to it, it drives a point home. It releases another truth. So Father, we can't help but worship and love you and glorify you. And the reason we do is because we do love you. We're here. You're there. We're us. We're finding out more and more how to worship and how faithful that you are. And Father, the more we learn, we know one day we're just going to mess this whole county up around here. There'll be so many reports that the hospitals will be... Every day the radio station will come down. How about what's happened last night? Why? Because a bunch of us wouldn't stop until we believed what he said about us and about people he loves and about pain and healing. He paid for it all. And it's waiting for us. They're not going to sit there and eat little cookies on Sunday. I want to hear something so I can go out and tear some more of the devil up. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You, I remember going into a rest home, people laying there and in pain, and some of them's families don't go and see them, and a bunch of stuff like that. And I started praying and talking with them, and when one of them would see something happen, they'd want more. And I don't know how many ended up getting born again. But when you bring him in somewhere with the power, they can't resist it. Most of them will find out it was what they was looking for. We can't just stand around and do nothing. You're all this planet has. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be brave. Well, I wouldn't go over there and pray for them. Why would I want to do that? Because you're afraid it won't happen. But don't worry. If you don't do it, then you know it won't. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I was so afraid of giving an oral report of any kind. I was scared. So when they would move out like this, you know, I'd shrink. I was the least qualified that if I was God, I'd just left me alone. But he knew me better than I did, I guess. I dreamed of him, you, Cindy. I didn't dare to go further than that. When he used me in the first strong miracle, it took me quite a while to recover. I found a big tree and I wept and cried on the tree for a long time. Then he used me again just 2 weeks later or so, and another friend that some of the highest moments in my life, and what I'm talking about, that picked me up and drove steel into my shoes and anchored them on the Word of God and just made a ferocious tiger out of me. No stopping me. There's things that happened that brought me over to that place. Otherwise, I couldn't do anything, hardly. I would have been the last person he would have called. I'm saying that for you, don't give up. Don't give up. When I went up and second time I spoke it, and I'd seen somebody healed. And I made it to a little bridge over off of the bigger river, little bitty. I made it to that little bridge that second time you used me. I wept and wept, and some other kind of feeling come that was made out of steel. That when I received that from him and got that standing, it was made out of steel. It's never stopped. Never lost it. Never could destroy. For me not being able to get up and talk in that, and then going to whom I've talked to, and the shame is I can't even tell you some of them, so that you'd know how powerful that he is in you to other people and things, if you'll just let him. Don't be afraid. It's hard for me not to tell, because a guy can live on self-exaltation, but not very long. And I get off and I weep and I cry. And then I get some reports on the book, and this is happening, that's happening. I couldn't hide that. It's been told about it. Sometimes I'll go and I'm almost just bawling, calling a corner. I never dreamed of anything like that. I didn't. He taught me about the Holy Spirit. He taught me what he would do. And I got the revelation knowledge from praying in the tongues. So when it worked for me, why wouldn't I put it down on paper? So I hear something coming around. I cry. I'm a big old ball baby. But I don't know what to say when I raise my hands to him and pray. I just walk off shaking my head, and I said, "Don't you know I couldn't even dream as far as something like this?" What did they call that woman? I was asking you the other day, that or man that has the pre, where you meet together and then they go to your classes at high school, English class, a history class, but you meet there first and collect and take roll call and stuff. What is it?
Homeroom.
Homeroom? I got to know the woman pretty well in the homeroom with the years that went by. And she'd always tell me I wouldn't amount to anything unless I did something with my life. She'd tell me like that. And then when I quit in the middle of my senior year, it's near the end, and I joined the Navy because I turned 18. She said, no, finish the school, no. And I ran off. But later, much later, when I come back, married, I couldn't give the oral reports there to come back preaching. She was still there. And one of the highest times of my whole life when I got to walk in there and she didn't quite recognize me because of the age and then her extra age. But when she did, she said, What are you doing now? And I said, I come through here and preach it. No, you didn't. I did. You couldn't have. Why are you telling us this? Because anything He asks you to do, it will not be impossible, even if it's impossible. You can do it. I don't care what it is. If He tells you to do it, you can do it because it is not impossible. And I don't care if it's walking on water. She said, how did this happen? And when I told her about my experience with God and brought it back, you should have seen her. Do you know how much of an effect you are on people around you? The devil would like you to, when he says, go lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. These signs will follow them that believe. Okay, and it wipes out the body of Christ. These signs will follow them that believe. They'll lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. They'll speak with new tongues. They're on our side. Now, why would he say that? They lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover and they'll speak with new tongues. Why would he say that if he didn't depend on you? Well, I'm just a little pulpit filler. Oh, well, good. You're pretty. Well, I'm just a bench setter. Uh-huh. No, you're not. You're a person's life changer. Yeah. 50 years will be gone. Do it. You'd be shocked when you say, well, He'll heal you. Say, well, why doesn't He use me in healing? Because most of the time we only want to do it if we think He will do it so we can get ourselves in and show off a little bit or something. But you get, you know, fall in a sewer with somebody and they're sick and you can pray for them, He'll heal them every time. Why would He say that? Go into all the world and preach this gospel. These signs will follow them that believe. He didn't say, oh, I got that one, you will. They lay hands on the sick will recover, they'll speak with a new tongue. I was shocked the first time. I said, oh no, I'm not in the healing ministry. He wouldn't use me. What do you mean? In the healing ministry, they just group around and have people come in and watch them do it so they can get them saved. That doesn't mean you get somebody and they're crying about a pain, you can lay hands on them right there. Pray.
Well, what if He doesn't do anything? Then they won't be any worse off than they were before you prayed for them.
Have you got scriptures marked out? I could. Should I start in the beginning? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and was God. Same as being with God. All things made by Him, without anything made that was made. In Him was life, life was the light of man. Light shined in dark, and dark comprehended not. This man sent with God, His name was John. You want me to stop? I might get beat up again. No. I love the Word.
But some places you go, you don't have time to come back. He's moving so powerful to open it up again. So you just have to get to know it. You know I don't do this too often. You want to know why? I want you to get ready. Something new is showing up. You know that inside. You've been waiting. You want to come out and stand with her? Man, we just wish there was more husbands like you. I hear you're the person's person. Listen, you've been knowing He's going to use you more for a long time. Sometimes have to come. So this is what it's doing. It has come. Now, you're going to find yourself getting bolder and bolder. And to go over and lay hands on that person and praying for them when they're over there and then they don't know you and this and that. You'll find yourself bolder on that. Because you know you want to do things. You're going to graduate. Now, did I know about all of this? No. Raise those hands up, you graduate miracle worker. Ooh, Jesus' name. Now. Now. See. And this one, you do not stop. Do not stop. This is a form of intercession also. Do not stop. A lot of people is going to get healed because of this. Of course, I won't take any credit for it. Watch her. What was that other thing I called out about 2 or 3 days ago? No. Oh, it's something you take. Oh, okay, somebody else has got that. You should have moved. Isn't it something where surely He's borne our sickness, carried our pains, we esteemed Him smitten of God, is wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our lack of peace was upon Him, and with the stripes He took under punishment. We were healed. Let's turn around and look at these people for a minute. They're all looking at you. Why don't you look back at them a little bit? Everybody that had pain when you come up here and it's gone, raise your hand. Look. A person doesn't stand a very good chance of not getting healed. This is just as promised and just as available and given as your salvation. But we know He did that, so we don't have to prove it. Come on. He loved you. He died. I can tell you how much He died to. I can take you down in the earth and tell you what He did those 3 days. So why didn't He tender and hand you your salvation? You're sure of that. Because it don't have to be proved. Next few minutes you're not going to die or anything. But just as sure as He provided your salvation. He took the sickness, the pain, the imbalance, anything. He died under the penalty of that too. He took 39 lashes, which is by law, that's all they could give, or your life would probably die. He took them in our place because He's being punished, not for what He did, what you did. So He would turn her away? Are you kidding? Would he turn me away? Don't answer that. Anything particular?
My left eye has been bothering me for months.
Your left eye?
Yeah.
For how long?
Maybe 8 months right now.
8 months?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a very much problem for him to... In Jesus' name. Thank you for healing her eye. Thank you. I have a suspicion you're sitting over here praying some. Pretty fast. She'll still sleep tonight. She sure moved, didn't she? You don't play with those kids like that. What? Our age, it's fun. I appreciate you that stayed. And if I knew it was going to turn out like this, I'd instruct it a little bit more. But I wanted to make sure I could get on the last night everybody I could. But when we pray and bring our faith and everything together, this church has got a message that has set anybody free. It'd be nice if the town finds out about it and we get more results. And pretty soon there'll be people free from all kinds of things, and they'll be pouring into the church one example. And why wouldn't they?
Amen.
Why wouldn't they? Some of the best pastors. I don't know where, but there is something. But sometimes I sit around and I listen to him talk and stuff. And he's so smart, I want to jump up and slap him, my good one. But then I realized that wouldn't help me any. You guys got a... You have something good here.
Yes, we do.
You have access to knowledge that probably hasn't been preached in 1,000 years. Well, maybe if they wrote the Bible after that, but they didn't. It's horrible to not know what you have and pass it up. This church is going to affect a lot of this area. You'll see. She's going media, but he knows how to adjust to that. If you're a silver-tongued expert and genius, he can teach you to. A lot of the mysteries that hadn't been understood for a long time about God and our salvation, it's being understood now, and the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what the Word of God says about it, not us. That's what you're getting. So this is not going to stop. It's just going to increase. So get ready. Well, who's that guy walking across the front? I haven't seen him before. Well, I went to a friend's funeral. And then it was my friend, so I didn't want to travel all the way over there and then not see him, so I made him get out of the coffin.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm going to go home. Going to go home tomorrow. But as a weightlifting friend of mine said, try it again. Almost.
I'll be back.
I'll be Bach. You can have this. My pleasure.
Hallelujah.